Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Great to check in with Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Good morning, Calla, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. I know it's getting late in January, but you and I haven't chatted since the new year started, so we can wish each other Happy New Year. Well, we've got lots going on with Stratford Perth Humane Society, getting excited for Bake for the Animals.
That's right. Our Bake for the Animals event is back, and we always call February the sweetest month of the year because this event runs all February long and even a little bit into the beginning of March. We're encouraging people to bake their way in support of the animals. You can head to our website at kwsphumane.ca and register your online bakery, and then you can choose who you'd like to bake for, whether that be a hockey team, your work colleagues, your school friends, or your friends and family, and just invite them over for a party. And we're also letting people know this year that if you don't necessarily like to bake, you can also eat your way in support of the animals, as we do have a new pastry path stamp card. You can follow the pastry path at a number of participating bakeries and other locations. Get your stamp card stamped, and you can enter to win for a chance to win at Cuisinart stand mixer valued at $400.
Very nice. I know it's something we look forward to each and every year. Bake for the Animals, again, kwsphumane.ca. And Calla, as you mentioned, there's so many different options, so many ways you can get involved with something like this.
Yes, this campaign was started a long time ago by our friends over at the RSPCA in Australia, and they really blew it up across other countries, and we've really taken the ball and run with it because it's been such a fun event. People can do it on their own time, what they'd like to do, what works for them, and it's a great way to get involved to support the animals, and no amount of effort is too small. If you just want to have over a couple friends for a bake night and support that way, that's great. Or again, you can go really big and take it, like I said, to your hockey team or your school.
Yeah, lots of options there. And lots of programs and events coming up. We've got a big one happening in Stratford a week from Thursday, a fun night out.
Yes, we have had paint nights at our Kitchener-Waterloo location for quite a while, and now we are very fortunate to bring that paint night to Stratford as well. It's taking place Thursday, January the 26th from 6:30 to 8:30 at night. No experience is necessary. Again, you can check out our website, kwsphumane.ca, for the picture that we'll be painting that night, as well as a link to register. So check out our website, register, maybe bring a friend with you, and make it a social night out.
And we've shared the links and details with City of Stratford. They've posted a reminder that the 2023 pet tags are now available. So all dogs and cats in Stratford are required to wear a registration tag at all times. And dog and cat tag registrations expire each year on December 31st. So it's time to renew or pick up those new tags. And one of the places that you can pick up the tags is Stratford Perth Humane Society.
Yes, we hope to see everybody come on into the center. We are happy to help you get your new tag for this year. And we're also happy to introduce you to some adoptable friends if you're looking for a new furry friend to add to your family.
Oh, for sure. And the great thing is, too, revenue from the sale of the pet tags goes to Stratford Perth Humane Society to help fund the programs and services that it provides. So there you go. Calla, before we let you go, we do have to talk about the animals that are available for fostering or for adoption.
Yes, we still are looking for foster homes in the Stratford Perth area. Particularly, we're low at our Stratford Centre. So if you are interested in becoming a foster parent, please check out our website. You can see all of the details there, and you can also apply to become a foster parent. We would absolutely love to hear from you. It's a huge help for us to be able to send animals into foster. We try to make them as comfortable as possible in our centres, but we know that a couch is definitely more comfortable. So we'd love to get them into a temporary home while looking for their forever home. Still have a number of dogs that are looking for a home, both at our Kitchener and Stratford centers. So again, on our website, you can see all of their pictures, their bios, and some really adorable faces are available right now. And if you're not looking, we really hope you'll share with friends and family and choose to adopt.
You bet. Stratford Perth Humane Society, do check out the center at 125 Griffith Road, and of course the website, kwsphumane.ca. Calla James, thanks so much for all the details, Calla.